بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We still discussing the hadith of Jibreel عليه السلام and his encounter with the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, the famous hadith of Jibreel عليه الصلاة والسلام, and in which he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about Islam, about Iman, about Ihsan. And then we are still in the discussion related to the matter of Salah, particularly to the establishment of the Salah and its pillars. And from the pillars of Salah is At-Tuma'nina, tranquility. From the pillars of Salah is tranquility. At-Tuma'nina. And this involves steadiness and tranquility. Tranquility in standing and in ruku', in bowing, and standing after ruku', al-qiyam ba'da ruku', in sujood, in prostration, and in the sitting between the two prostrations, and in the rest of the pillars of Salah. This is based upon the hadith reported in Al-Bukhari and in Muslim, from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, concerning the man who came to the masjid and prayed, then made salam, offered salam, greeted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with salam, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam returned the salam and said, irja' fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go, return, and go back and return, and do your salah, for indeed you didn't make the salah. Meaning, you didn't make the salah, that is sufficient. That is sufficient to be counted for you. So the man returned. Then he came and offered the salam to the Prophet ﷺ, and he said to him the same thing. He returned and prayed, but like his first prayer. Then he came again to the Prophet ﷺ and greeted him with salam, and the Prophet ﷺ commanded him to return and do it rightfully. So he said to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام at this point, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ, by the one who has sent you with the truth, لَا أُحْسِنُ غَيْرَ هَذَا, I can do better than this, فَعَلِّمْنِي, so teach me. And this is the point of benefit from the fact that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not teach him in the first time, and but commanded him to return until he prayed three times, in order to make him eager to learn, such that knowledge will come to him like the rain that comes from the sky on a land dry and absorbs the water, accepts the water. And this reflects why he swore that he can do better than what he did, and asked the Prophet ﷺ to teach him. And it's known that the Prophet ﷺ will teach him. It's obvious he will. But there is distinction between something sought and something brought. If the person who asks to know, especially when he asks to know about the matter, then in this case he would be more attentive and will hold to the knowledge firmly and preserve what will be taught to him. And if you contemplate his oath, he made an oath by saying, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ, by the one who had sent you with the truth. He didn't say by Allah. Why? In order for him to make it clear that he is confessing and attesting with certitude that what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells is the truth. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam taught him and said to him, when you stand to offer the prayer as-salah, فَأَسْبِغِ الْوُضُوءِ, meaning make your wudu complete. Then direct yourself towards the qibla. So when you intend to make the salah, make the wudu complete and direct yourself towards the qibla, فَكَبِّرْ, and then make takbir by saying Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater. And this takbir is known as takbirat al-ihram, takbirat al-ihram. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, recite what you may know from the Quran. And in the Sunnah now, it's clear from other texts that it's a must for the believer in his prayer to recite Al-Fatiha. This is incumbent, mandatory. Then he told him, ثُمَّرْكَعْ, make ruku', حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ رَاكِعًا, until you are tranquil in your ruku'. Until you achieve tranquility in your ruku', meaning don't rush, don't hasten, but be tranquil and steady. ثُمَّ ارْفَعْ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ قَائِمًا. Listen now, he said to him, then afterwards you stand up until you achieve tranquility while standing up, as you did in the ruku'. That's why it is from the sunnah that the ruku' and the qiyam, the standing from the ruku', be close to each other in terms equivalent or close to each other in terms of the prolonging. And definitely included in this is the ruku', the tuma'nina. Then he said to him, ثُمَّ اسْجُدْ, then prostrate, حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ سَاجِدًا, until you achieve tranquility while in prostration. Then, ثُمَّ ارْفَعْ, then lift yourself, حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ جَالِسًا, meaning from prostration, until you achieve tranquility while sitting. This is the sitting between the two prostrations. Now, then, ثُمَّ اسْجُدْ, then again, make sujood until you achieve tranquility in your sujood. This is the second sujood. Then he told him, ثُمَّ فَعَلْ ذَلِكَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ كُلِّهَا, then do all of this in your salah. And then do the same in all of your salah. Meaning do what? Do the qiyam, these pillars, the qiyam, the standing, the ruku', lifting from ruku', sujood, the julus bayna sajdatayn, sitting between the two prostrations, the second prostration, in all of your salah. Do that. What's the point of evidence from this hadith? The point of evidence from this hadith related to our pillar we are discussing is hatta tatma'in, until you attain tranquility. Until you attain tranquility. That's the point of evidence. That's the point of evidence from this hadith. And now we remember that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he told him, إِنَّكَ لَمْ تُصَلِّي, you didn't do your salah, and ordered him to redo the salah, this indicates that the one who does not attain the tranquility of his salah, then there is no salah for him. And this is applicable in, as we mentioned, in the pillars of ruku', qiyam after ruku', all of that. Some of the scholars, rahimahumullah, may Allah's mercy be upon them, said, "Wattuma'nina, tranquility is achieved by attaining a steady state sufficient for the person to recite the obligated remembrance in the pillar." So, for example, in the ruku', the tranquil state, okay, would be in as much as it takes to say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. This is in ruku'. And similarly in sujood, but now Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. What it takes to make this obligated remembrance in ruku' or in sujood. And with respect to the julus, what it takes to say Rabbi ighfirli between the two prostrations, oh my Lord, forgive me. And in the after the rising from ruku', in as much as it takes to say Rabbana walaka alhamd, my Lord, and to you is all the praise, and so forth. This is the opinion of some of the scholars, rahimahumullah. But what is apparent from the sunnah is that the tuma'nina, tranquility, is something beyond that. And having to say that tuma'nina, tranquility, in as much as to say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim in ruku', the effect of this is not apparent. Yani if someone says Allahu Akbar, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Now imagine now yourself in Salah, and then now you are saying Allahu Akbar to go for ruku', and then you follow that by Subhana Rabbi al-Azim in your ruku', then you raise your head to stand for Qiyam. Where is the tuma'nina here? Where is the tranquility? Is it attained in this in such a state? Or in this procedure? So what is apparent is that there should be tranquility in steadiness, you know, such that it would be, if someone looks at this person, he would say, ah, this person is in tranquility. Is this clear? So it's beyond the first opinion, limiting it to say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim and etc. And it's amazing the state of the son of Adam, how Shaitan plays with him. There he is standing before the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal, conversing with Allah the Most High, seeking means of nearness to Allah by His words and by praising Him and by dua. But as if he is being chased, as if there is an enemy chasing him, running after him, seeing running away from Salah. Why? If you stand before the hands of the king of the kings of this world, he talks to you and you talk to him If you stand 2 hours doing this with him, you will find it easy, standing on your feet. And you don't move from ruku' to sujood or to julus or to sitting, and you are pleased that this king talks to you, even if it will take too long. And how about when you are conversing with the Lord Allah, who created you and sustained you and provided you? You converse with him and you run in this way? You hasten your salah in this way as if you are chaste, without tranquility? Nevertheless, we know that shaitan is the enemy to man. Shaitan is the enemy to man. And the firm and wise and sensible believer is the one who takes shaitan as his enemy. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Fatir, verse 6, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا إِنَّمَا يَدْعُ حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Surely Shaitan is an enemy to you, so treat him as an enemy. He only invites his hizb, his followers, that they may become the dwellers of the blazing fire. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. We seek refuge in Allah from this. So it is incumbent upon the believer to work towards attaining the tranquility in his salah, and that this should be manifested on his actions in salah and also on his sayings. He knows what he says, he knows the meaning of his remembrances, and he knows that he is conversing with Allah Azza wa Jal. So we should strive to attain this state of tranquility. I ask Allah the Most High to help us to do so. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم والله تعالى أعلى وأعلم وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.